Underground preacher, checking in to the underground church. And today we're continuing on our healing journey with step 11, family. By now, you might have noticed a switch, a change. Your priorities and the things that you value, they're not the same anymore. I mean, if you properly follow the steps all the way to now, you should at this point notice a change. The things that you value are not the same anymore. You should find yourself now gravitating towards peace, love, joy, rest, calmness, simplicity, and so on. Most likely, those are the things that you want to hang on to. You don't want to let it go because you tasted the sweetness of peace. You tasted the sweetness of calm, rest, simplicity, and so on. At this point, you're moving different. So also understand that you cannot hang on to those things that you're valuing now by hanging out with the wrong crowd. Because if you truly value your healing, you will start hanging out with the people who seek the same thing as you do. And usually for people who are in family structure, a family home, it is usually advised to proceed into healing together as a unit, because united we stand, divided we fall. So healing together is better than single out healing. I mean, if nobody wants to follow you in your family, it's understandable. Carry on. Seek your healing. But acknowledge the fact that a single out healing in a family unit will bring division, because you are seeking to be better. You are seeking healing. You are seeking to reconnect with God. You are seeking something far better than what you've been through already. Now, if that's what you are seeking in the midst of the people who don't want to change, well, understand that it's going to bring division. Because somebody who's seeking healing cannot associate with somebody who wants to stay in their brokenness. It's not going to work. And at this point, your family should align with Mark chapter 3, verses 33 to 35. But he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brothers?" And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother." Jesus Christ here redefines our concept of family. For somebody who seeks healing, your family is now those who seek the same thing as you do, healing. And don't worry, God is going to make a way for you to be connected with people like that. But at this point, even your own flesh and blood, if they're not seeking healing like you do, they're going to be the first ones to come against you. And it's going to be tough, but they will be also part of the relationships to cut off. But don't hate them. Love them. Pray for them. But leave the relationships in God's hand. God willing, that too is going to heal. Trust God. Because God said, "Believe, and you and your household will be saved." So don't underestimate your prayers. Also, don't forget that you healing might change their minds altogether. That's the best invitation. That they watch how healing looks on you, and they want that for themselves too. That's the best invitation. But sometimes you're going to have to get out there alone and be the first one to heal, to let them know that there is a different way, that we don't have to be like this. And once you show them that there is another way, and that that other way is better, and they see it, you might not even need to tell them anything. They're just going to come and ask you, "What happened to you? I want this too. Show me. How did you get it?" That's God listening to your prayers. But don't be shy to be the one that God is going to sacrifice, because you're going to be out there alone. But go, reconnect with God. Seek your healing. Change. Let them see it and testify for themselves. And watch. I guarantee you, some of them going to come and want the same thing you have. And you're going to usher them into the healing. You're going to help them. You will be the one who paved the way for them. So, don't be afraid to take the road alone. You're not alone. God is with you. And eventually, people are going to come along. Your loved one is going to come along. Don't stop praying. Trust God. It's going to be all right. God is going to work it out. Amen.
Amen.
And in case your family members would like to go along with you, one message that we have that is good for home structure healing is Healing Homes. The link will be available in the description box. And whenever you're ready, you can come back for the next and last step of our healing journey, which is grow. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.